Lost and Found here on WJTL. Look at what God has done. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. 7:04 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
A special day of Freedom Songs is coming up this week on Theme Thursday. As we prepare to celebrate the 250th birthday of America, we'll be featuring the freedoms we enjoy across the nation, and most significantly, the freedom found in following Jesus. So we invite you to join us for Freedom Songs on Theme Thursday this week on FM 90.3 WJTL.
Our very special guest this morning is Jeff Rutt. He's the founder and board chair over at Hope International. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Liam.
How are you, man?
Good.
Good. It's good to see you. Jeff, tell us all about Hope International.
Yeah, Hope International is a Christ-centered microenterprise development organization. We look to restore dignity in families' lives and proclaim the gospel through the program that we have. We're in 30 countries now, and we've just loaned our $2 billionth, so we've loaned out over $2 billion over the last 29 years. But the cool part about it is those individual stories, the lives changed and impacted. Millions of lives have been impacted, but it really, to me, it comes down to the exciting individual families' lives that have been impacted. Got to meet one of those recently on a trip to Dominican Republic. We were out in the rural areas in one of the Haitian Batays, a little village out there that have really been kind of a forgotten area, forgotten people. I really believe that Jesus talks to us in the Gospels about reaching out to the brokenhearted, the forgotten, the untouchables. And this group could definitely be classified as that. Haitian Batays, we actually had to get on the back of a little pickup truck, on a little Nissan truck, because the van wouldn't make it into their village across the bridges. But got in there. They were so glad to see us. Thanked us for being there. Yeah. Thanked us for remembering them. Met a guy by the name of Confessor. I love their names.
Yeah.
Guy was in part of a savings group, one of our lending groups that saves together, lends together, prays together, works together on. He had chickens, goats, pigs, grew yucca, plantains. Was part of a group called Peace and Love. And showed me all around his place, and he was being impacted spiritually, materially. He was growing, and the group was growing together. Lots of hardship, but just you could see that it was changing their lives. But as we were leaving, something that struck me was everybody's getting on the truck, and he wanted to stay longer, of course. But as we were leaving, he reached out to us and said, he put his hand out and said, "Please don't forget about us."
Hmm.
And that just really struck me. And it's something that I think as we pray for folks like Confessor and the families around the world that Hope International and so many others are serving to really remember them in our prayer, remember them in the way that we support them.
Yeah, it seems like you really put an emphasis on the term international. You are Hope International. Does that look different depending on what country you're in, or do you serve the same anywhere you go?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, some things are the same. The gospel is the same. The love for the brokenhearted and the fragile fringe, I call them. But it looks so different. And one of the things that we try to focus on is not Americanizing or just taking the way we think things should be done, but really focusing on the leadership, the talents and skills and abilities that the country directors, the staff that we work with around the world. We have about 1,500 employees, most of them indigenous to the countries and the regions of the world that they work in. And they know what is going to work. One of the earlier loans that we got to be a part of was to a gal named Anastasia in Burundi, Bujumbura, Burundi, and she was not able to send her two little girls to school at the time because she just couldn't afford it. They were young, and school was expensive for her, any kind of school. But she had an idea. She wanted to start a business leasing out chairs to couples getting married. So she wanted to have like a wedding venue business.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was that great of an idea here in Lancaster. I thought, you know, really? A wedding venue business in the third poorest country in the world?
Right.
Fortunately, Anastasia's loan officer knew that that was a good idea. Our loan officers, local loan officers have the head of a banker, heart of a pastor, soul of a missionary. And she said, that's a good idea. Weddings are 3 days. People need a place to sit down. So she got a $20 loan. The chairs were a dollar a piece.
Okay.
And she got this $20 loan. She wasn't interested in charity. She didn't want a gift. She got this $20 loan. She bought 20 chairs. Fast forward to today, she has 200 chairs, 200 baskets, 200 place settings, and 3 wedding dresses.
Wow.
Small, medium, and large. And she is just thriving. And yeah, it's so much, she's doing so much better, growing spiritually, growing personally, growing socially, and is doing so much better than if we would have just given her something, you know, earlier in her journey.
Totally. What has that taught you and your staff when you see stories like this come to life?
Yeah, a lot of times it's just trusting local leadership and trusting the process. It's a little messier and takes longer and is harder than just giving someone a gift.
Yeah.
You know, Robert Lupton in his book Toxic Charity talks about that, those 5 stages of charity that we in the West think we can just fix everything by giving stuff. Then he talks about that first step. There's appreciation, that first gift, appreciation, then anticipation, then expectation, then entitlement, then dependency. And it just, it's not healthy. We really believe that allowing individuals and families to use the talents and gifts and abilities that God gave them restores dignity in their family's life. Mm.
That's really cool. Jeff, if folks want to find out more information, get involved somehow, is there a good website that they can visit?
Yeah, well, today I'd really like to talk about the golf tournament. But yeah, go to our website, hopeinternational.org. If you hit hopeinternational.org/golf, you can learn about our golf tournament, September 11th. We have 2 locations, and it's a lot of fun. Our theme is Drive Out Poverty. And we have a lot of fun golfing, but it's to support the work of Hope International.
Definitely. So we'll talk more about that golf tournament coming up just around the corner. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about what Jeff and his team are doing, you can visit them online at hopeinternational.org. Again, we'll talk with Jeff more on the way. In the meantime, music by Phil Wickham, Holly Brandon, more next.